All right, Korak's not here, so he blew it.
Let's hit it.
Let's go.
So it's day off for Elvis. Was it just them finally getting a little bit of rest on the turf?
Yeah, we've been going hard. You know, 9 straight days in a row without a day off. Today will be 10, so Elvis never wants to take a day. But
it's
not out of it. I just had to tell him, hey, you're off today. So, it was funny after the game. He told Smitty, you got short tomorrow. I think it kind of shocked Smitty. So, no, it's all good. I think it's a great day for Elvis to take some rest before we go. The main takeaways are it is the fight in them. They continue to grind out at bats. Guys take them out. It's a mixed man up mentality down there right now from our bullpen. Overall, I'm really pleased with how we played. We're giving ourselves a chance to win just about every night. I think there's a good blend and a good mix of just young guys that are eager to take the ball whenever the phone rings. I think they're all in the mindset that it's really about getting outs. And I think they're excited about that opportunity and continuing to become a really, really tight unit.
With Aller, good stuff. Not a great first outing. What's a key for him tonight?
Yeah, fastball command. It was probably the key for him last start. Like you said, you described it exactly right. He's got stuff. Now it becomes throwing strikes and quality strikes here. As we saw yesterday, Domingo Acevedo has been throwing the ball really well and missed location on a couple fastballs, and this team can hurt you quickly. So. It'll definitely be a combination of stuff with location today for Adam.
And drawing my notes. As a rookie, there's a little bit of nerves, jitters. Does it help to have a guy like Vogt behind the plate? Is that something you're thinking about when you're making the lineup?
No, it definitely helps to have a veteran catcher with experience. I think it helps slow the game down for him. But as you said, the first outing was a combination probably of nerves as well. Excitement, and I'm hoping that's behind him. But obviously, without the success, he's still going to take the mound with some anxiety, and hopefully he settles in quick.
You played the game. How long does it take for those nerves to go away?
Yeah, they never really go away, which is the you don't want them. You don't want to go out without having some sort of whether you want to call it butterfly or energy or anxiety. But in a good way, and so it does take a while for you as a young player because you're trying to establish yourself. So there's always that component in the back of your mind that you have to, be perfect, and you don't. You just have to go out and compete, and have to be prepared to execute a plan.
You see, Murphy hits big home run. Pache has the dramatic big home run. Sean Murphy gets the ball on the other side, drives in a run, but hit the ball the other way. When you're trying to build the culture, build the way we want to play games, how much did that mean to see that happen? How does that permeate inside the dugout?
Well, what it says about the group is that they have a game plan going in. That's a testament to what Tommy Evers and Chris Cron, our hitting guys, are doing in their preparation, right? And to see it executed, to see it have success, against a really good quality left-handed pitcher yesterday, that means that these guys are buying in and they're preparing. And that's another message that was sent. It's all we can do is control the controllables, which is your preparation and your effort level. And that's another sign, a good sign that they're bought in.
You've seen a lot of in this weekend for outfielder defense against you. Is this something that you would potentially look at defending yourself?
I would look at everything. you know, and how it leads to success or leads to our advantage. You know, it definitely is progressive in terms of putting four outfielders out there, you know, against particular hitters. They have identified are not going to hit the ball on the ground, you know, and I sit here thinking that next year none of this will happen. So, you know, maybe it's, in my mind, you know, whether it completely works or not, I really haven't dove into how efficient it is.
Saw Joey Gallo or Matt Olson up, at least leading up, that you would see if there was an advantage for you that, as long as you can use it this year?
Yeah, we'll look at it for sure. But again, like you said, is there a big enough advantage to putting four guys out there when we have a gold glove caliber center fielder that can cover it gap to gap?
Last thing I want to ask, Sky Bolt, oblique, you know, do you have an update on how he's feeling?
So I think Sky, the last update, it's probably going to be, you know, not I want to use the word extended period of time, but it's not going to be anytime soon. He is, you know, getting treatment, and we're evaluating him day to day. Nothing new on Honeywell, still continuing it, so it's kind of day to day as well.
Did Montez make the trip with
you guys? Who is that?
Frankie.
Frankie did not.
Is there a reason?
I believe there were passport issues.
Okay. Is he back?
He's in
Oklahoma. He's still scheduled. As far as you know, is everybody made the trip?
Alrighty,
good.
Thank you.
Alright. Thanks, guys.